Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how to use social media for crisis communications. As we're looking at the trending news topics and what's really out and happening in the world, you have the latest health pandemic occurring with the coronavirus. And you have a lot of different companies and different brands and different institutions who, and including news outlets, who are continuously using the different mediums and including social media to communicate different updates regarding something as serious as a health crisis or a pandemic such as the coronavirus. So the reason I thought it would be really important to kind of do a little bit of an overview on how to use social media really stems around this idea. And I've used social media in the past for different type of crisis situations, whether it's for a company or individual brands. But I think in the world of technology today, we have such access to all of these platforms for, basically a minimal cost. And it really allows you to control the message. You don't have to wait for, let's say you're a huge company. You don't have to wait for a press conference. You don't have to wait for press releases. You don't have to wait for news crews to show up. You can communicate in a real-time fashion on all of your platforms. And, you know, depending on where your audiences are, 9 times out of 10, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram. But I think what social media really does, it really allows you to have instant access to information, whether, it's something catastrophic, even, I'm thinking back, I was in the time era of 9/11, and because phones and cell towers and communications was really shut down during that time frame. There wasn't social media at that time. But communication was at zero because, things were actually shut down from a technology standpoint. And I think that there were a lot of lessons learned out of that tragic situation. And technology has obviously evolved and upgraded, and we are so lucky. This is such an exciting time for technology because we're so lucky we have access. Every person can broadcast off of their own platforms, which allows instant access. So I think just kind of going back to how to use social media for crisis communication, I think you have to really think about the basics inside of communications. And I think that there's a foundation for communications, and this would be for PR people. This would be for the communications teams in any organization, or even if you're a small business. I think communicating with some type of honesty and, an openness and a transparency is extremely important in this day and age. And I think that's because, with all of the easy open access to social media, as we found with even politics, there's a lot of opportunity for people who want to do bad things to really use social media in a negative way. So it kind of created a, two separate sides, right? The good news and the fake news, which, you see this terminology used all the time. So I think it's important for any communication team who's using social media to put information out, to always use honesty, candor, be very open, and always, kind of acknowledging the risk of whatever it is that you're communicating. It's important to use credible sources. So let's say you worked for a government organization or any other organization that provides services to keep people safe, or if you're a police department, anything of that nature, if you're like the person who's putting out the information for those organizations, you have to make sure you're collaborating and coordinating and that there are credible sources being used at all times. And there has to be, very, very specific wording used, because I think with all of this comes a responsibility with wording, and sometimes words are misconstrued. So things have to be very specific, especially in crisis communications. There can't be any looseness with words, and there can't be any vagueness because people really take everything literally. And so there's a responsibility that comes with composing and constructing messaging inside of crisis communication. So you have to, so the first part would be remembering all of the communication basics, right? So it's about communicating with honesty and transparency. It's about coordinating with credible sources. And it's also about meeting the needs of whether it's your consumers looking for that information or if it's the media coming to you and asking you, saying, hi, what should we know? What should consumers know? What should the public know? And what are you doing to provide, or whatever your responsibility is as the brand or the company or the institution, whatever it is that you do. And, you know, honestly, it's an extremely hard thing to navigate. Crisis communications is extremely hard to navigate, but I think that there are a lot of lessons that are learned every time you exercise this portion of using social media for crisis communications. You know, I think that there's a lot of fear also for a lot of companies in, you know, do we say this? Do we say too much? Are we saying too much? Should we just remain vague? And then once it's over, do we make a statement once it's over? I think that because we're in this society of instant engagement, instant knowledge, instant, you know, gratification, I think that it's important to communicate with your community, with your audience. You know, there really shouldn't be any downtime. I think saying nothing is worse. You know, and I think a lot of brands have gotten into trouble in the past by not saying anything when they should have like claimed responsibility, claimed some type of response. You know, there's always something you can do while using social media. You know, people just want acknowledgement at times. So saying nothing, I believe, is a cop-out, and I think it makes your brand look extremely irresponsible, especially if you're supposed to be in a position of being a high-level positioned, you know, you're taking care of the community, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing as the brand. So, you know, as part of a communication plan, the other part, or I would say like number two, is incorporating social media into the safety plan. And, you know, unfortunately, there are things that happen, whether it's crisis, whether it's just, you know, communicating out how to be safe. You need the safety plan, because what you're doing is you're essentially creating ambassadors inside either your brand or your company to be able to communicate using social media. And so this is where a social media policy comes into play. And, you know, I think any major company has a social media policy. And if you're not aware if there's a social media policy, I mean, check in with your HR department or, you know, your communications department. But utilizing social media in the safety plan, I think, is important, because it helps people to know that, say, all of your websites go down, or say that there's no electricity and everyone's just like using a phone. I think that this is where the allowance comes in for anyone who works for a company to be able to use social media to communicate out, right? So a perfect example, when I worked for a company over 10 years ago, this was during Hurricane Sandy. All of the electricity, obviously, Hurricane Sandy was the largest hurricane to hit the East Coast, destroyed homes. There was no electricity for over 2 weeks, and it was like no one had any means of communication. Just, you know, cell phones were being used, and if you had social media, you were using it on your phone. So the way that we were communicating out to the community was actually utilizing social media, and Facebook became the front door for the organization, and that was communicating out to everyone, consumers, employees, government institutions, you know, civil, meaning, you know, police, fire. We were using social media. And because there was no electricity, we were all charging our phones in our cars. And so the technology, but like at that time, it was probably like an iPhone 4S at that moment. So the capabilities of the phone were probably super basic. I mean, but they worked. And so going back to the credible sources, you know, we were getting our information from credible sources and then communicating that out through the various channels. But it was definitely between Facebook and Twitter as our standard channels for communication. And then that became known as where we were communicating. You know, employees were then taking to their own social media pages and trying to be helpful and share out whatever the main messaging was on the main company page. So going back to, you know, incorporating social media into the safety plan, that's actually a great idea to put into a communications plan when you're kind of thinking about how to use social media for crisis planning. You know, and I think it's good for the community to know how that, you know, like how you're going to push information out. So once this kind of gets established, you know, I think the community knows, like, let me check the Facebook page to see what they're saying. And it's almost like a behavioral kind of, process for people. And so inside of using social media too for crisis communication, you know, if you have someone from an organization, whether it's the CEO or whether it's like, you know, one of the top executives, someone who's in charge of crisis communication, if someone needs to make a statement, you know, there's also creative ways to put that out there. And that could be through a quick video, and the video is on your phone. So you can have the person do a video almost like you're releasing, like a press conference, but you're doing it yourself and you're coordinating it. So you can use video, and that video can be pushed out through Facebook. It can be pushed out through Twitter. And, you know, I think that video is also a good way to kind of like keep that human connection as opposed to just like text and, links being pushed out through the various Facebook or Twitter pages. So, you know, if we're looking at how to really use social media for crisis communication, you have to look at what it is that the company stands for. You have to figure out what your social responsibility is to the community if you are a large organization that requires some type of reply system or triage for the community. But saying nothing is definitely the worst thing. And any crisis reputation management agency will tell you, depending on what type of crisis it is, that saying nothing in this day and age is definitely detrimental to the reputation of the company. So, you know, there are a million different tools that you can use as we're talking about crisis communication, you know, to be able to distribute out your messaging. You know, I know that there are a lot of content publishing tools. And this is like if you're super advanced and you have a team of people who are managing your social media, or maybe you even have an agency, this is where it gets muddy. I will also say it's always important to have someone who is physically within the company, within your company, who owns the social media portion of that. Because, you know, if you have an agency who is managing your social media, you have a disconnect already. It takes a lot to teach your social media agency or the agency, whatever type of agency it is, and they have a social media part to it. You know, there's a whole process of onboarding an agency to get them to know all of your information, to get them to understand the players, to get them to understand the triage, to get them to understand the reputation management. It's all very possible, but that takes time. So I think it's important to have one person on the ground, one person rooted on your team who is a social media person, because that person has a little bit more of an investment, a little bit more of knowledge of what's going on from a cultural standpoint within the company and what needs to get communicated. So I would never completely relinquish all control of your social media just for the mere reason that crisis does happen and you do need control at all times. And that could mean, you know, midnight. That could mean 4 a.m. Are you calling someone from the agency? Are they going to pick up if you need that control? And not everything's a scheduled post. That's the other part of it. Inside of managing collaborative tools for social media and specifically inside a crisis, you cannot use scheduling. You know, scheduling is fine for static content, meaning like, oh, here's an article, top five ways to help A, B, and C, or top three things we're doing, you know, to help combat D, E, and F. Great. But that's like content I'm going to read on my own time. If I need real-time content out, I need to be able to publish either from my phone, from my collaborative tools, where, you know, I'm either uploading images or video. So there are multiple things inside of crisis communication. And again, crisis communication, you need social media because your PR teams need it, your marketing teams need it, your HR teams need it, your ops operation teams need it, your IT teams need social media. So if all of your websites go down, if all of your software goes down within the company and you provide some type of service, you're going to need a way to communicate that out. And that would be probably most likely Twitter, because most consumers would go back and check Twitter to see, you know, what's going on with the company. It's like when you connect with Verizon or when you connect with any of the big brands for any of the service providing things that you have in your life, on your day-to-day life. So very interesting topic. You know, if you're talking about how to use social media for crisis communication, you have so many platforms that you can use to communicate for your brand, for your company, for whatever it is, small business that you're running. And so you have Facebook, you have Twitter, you have Instagram, you have Snapchat, you have there's so many new platforms that are out there, and that, you know, there's even TikTok, right? So it's like you would think that maybe that's not the right platform to communicate something, but you just don't know. If you're building a very robust community on TikTok, that's where you post that video, and that probably could help gain some awareness for whatever it is that you're communicating out for the company. I wouldn't dismiss it right away. It's still very much an early player in, I would say, like the sophistication and the credibility for like maybe a Fortune 500 company. But it's definitely a player, and it's definitely something to think about. So social media adds an element of, you know, I think speed for crisis communication. So I think it's extremely valuable for PR people, for PR teams, and it could make messaging very much digestible and, you know, very easy for media, very easy for reporters to grab, very easy for your consumers to grab. And, you know, I think that you can definitely develop a more robust crisis communication plan. What I'm giving you is basically an overview of different ways to use social media inside of your crisis plan and inside of your safety plan. And again, this stretches across all different departments, I would say, of your organization, depending on, you know, how it's divvied out. But so if we're talking about trending topics, this kind of came about and I started reading more about it, and it made me think back to using social media as our lifeline. It's basically the lifeline, which most folks aren't thinking about. Social media is definitely a lifeline to communicate out, because you have it very much at the tip of your fingers. You know, I think that websites nowadays don't go down as much as they used to, because now they all live in a cloud. Most of them live in a cloud, meaning, so if there's an earthquake or if there's some type of natural disaster, most things are not rattled or, taken offline, because they're not like living in a warehouse or a data house somewhere, you know, in, New Jersey or some like physical brick and mortar building. You know, it's living up in a satellite somewhere in space, which is great, because then that means there's more likeliness that you're going to have access to information, which we need, because that's the that's where we are right now, and that's how we're getting our information. So if you'd like to talk more about how to develop a social media crisis plan, or how to use social media for your crisis communication plan, reach out. I'm at Margaret@margaretfontana.com. Thank you.